You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This is the one that started it off. This is bittersweet. Like you rocking on this and you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. But when I requested to have this played, I got the skunk eye and I got nasty cussing looks from the other side of the glass. So as we come back, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com is the website. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Cracked Rear View, Hootie and the Blowfish's debut album came out on this date.
Yeah.
94.
So they had been playing a club in Winston-Salem a lot. I'm trying to remember the name. What was the name of that place? But I'm working up in Greensboro at the time, and they were playing a club in Winston on a regular.
Man, they were up and down the Tobacco Road and all of that.
Yeah, right.
Well, our lovely producer has no love for Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I did not know that. In fact, as she said a minute ago, worst thing to come out of South Carolina. When we do the WNBA segment at 11 o'clock straight up, we'll ask her to give her opinion as to why she has this feeling toward Hootie.
No. Oof,
who don't like Hootie?
I don't know, man.
You know, Darius Rucker.
Darius Rucker, yeah.
So anyway, we'll get to that, but that was kind of fun.
He's saying anything.
Coming back. Listen, it's our buddy.
Telephone book. if you can find one.
Miles Garrett, man. Miles, how's your holiday weekend been so far, buddy?
Well, I wouldn't call it much of a holiday. I've worked, so, you know, that's how it goes in sports media, right?
Hey. Tell me about it. You know, yep.
You and Sam are kindred spirits when it comes to that.
You hope the people who say they love you really mean it.
Do you guys
exactly?
Did you feel funny when you had a holiday off when you're doing local TV? I'm asking.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah. Oh yeah, it's weird.
No,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always weird when I'm actually off on a holiday weekend. So, you know, you gotta really appreciate those when you get them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's something you just figure you're going to give up, Greg.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining Sam and Greg on this day after. All right, man. Nobody's been able to do it so far. I will leave you to bring some good news, some thoughts that maybe this is around the corner after the All-Star break when we talk about this Atlanta Braves team.
Are you asking me, like,
yes.
are they turning a corner right now?
No, I'm asking you to bring some positivity, if you can, to overall look to this team.
Man, I have to be the one to do that?
Well,
man,
you
I don't
can
know
try.
About that. Oh, dear.
Well,
okay. There are some good things, right? I mean, they have shown glimpses at times that they can be a playoff team. The problem with this team is they haven't been consistent in any way. And really, the hitters themselves have been the reason for that. Now, again, as we inch closer to the All-Star break, obviously the trade deadline is what's looming, and it's obviously what this team needs to do to make some changes here, whether that's relief pitching, that's the top of the list, it seems like, or maybe add a hitter, I don't know. But I think there's no question at this point that this team is going to be making some changes. It's just a matter of what those changes are going to be. Alex Anthopoulos has made it very known that this team is not going to be sellers. They're going to be buying at the deadline. Now, I don't know if that has changed since the last time he spoke about that. This team has had a not-so-flattering record since he did say that. But you just have to take him at his word for that. So if he is indeed buying, they're going to have to make those changes. And I imagine that those changes would be beneficial to this team because they are so glaring right now as for what they need, because you can't be losing these games to the Angels and, you know, blowing leads like you're doing to the Orioles. So, you know, it's a problem that, you know, this team just has not been able to find any sort of consistency. So they have shown those glimpses of greatness that, you know, we know that this team can do. It's just a matter of doing it on a consistent basis.
He makes it sound so simple, but
yeah,
yet our
tried.
Team has so much trouble doing it, folks. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Miles Garrett. He is social. Always find him at Miles Garrett TV at Miles Garrett TV. We've picked up something. We got our left fielder back. Profar returns this week. He's hitting the ball. Is somebody you think that helped ignite this lineup, plugging him in? First of all, to help defensively, but he's been hitting the ball well too.
Yeah, that was certainly the idea, and it's been great seeing how him and Ronald Acuña Jr. have basically hit the ground sprinting as soon as they've come back. I know Ronald had hit somewhat of a cold streak, you know, given his standards. He's still batting well over 300, but given what Profar has been able to do coming back, you know, we spoke to him the day he was reinstated. He was very apologetic for what he did, and you know, he was very understanding of the fans. You know, if they wanted to boo him, so be it. He knows that he screwed up, but he's back in the lineup, and he's hit a couple home runs now, and that's what you wanted out of him. He was your biggest offseason acquisition, and you know, having guys that have been platooning out there, whether that's Eli White or formerly Alex Verdugo, you needed somebody out there to have this kind of production. That's why you signed him in the first place. So to have him being out there and performing the way he's doing is definitely a necessity for this team, especially given the fact that all of their runs, guys, have seemingly come off of home runs. They need to get some more, or generate, rather, some more runs in different ways. Profar obviously has been doing it via the long ball, but that's something that they need to figure out because that's basically the only way they've been able to get runs lately. So I don't know if that's a Tim Hyers thing, the Braves' new hitting coach, or just these guys themselves getting in their own heads. They need to figure that out.
Listen, we spend a lot of time. By the way, Miles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And this is what we do here. We sit and dissect and we speculate and we try to figure out what's going to happen and hope that they're listening or we're on the same page as the managers and coaches and so on and so forth. But at the end of the day, from my seat, when you look at champions, you can look at Oklahoma City in basketball. You can look at NFL champions. You can look at what's going on in baseball right now. All these teams have a form of what is known as the it factor. The ball bounces their way. The calls go their way. It's a combination of a number of things. Obviously, great play is one thing. But we can go back to the 20. We'll go back to the last time the Braves got a chip. And you can go through that season and see how things worked in the Braves' favor, even when they weren't positive. Injuries, these guys came back. They did some things. Guys that stepped in. Where's Soler right now? You know what I mean? We just saw him a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. But that's the dude who stepped up and helped get this chip for the Braves. I just think right now, when you look at what we're talking about and all the things that have not been in place, I get injuries. But the Braves don't have that it factor. And when you talk about a team, Miles, earlier, I'll ask you the same question I asked Sam. I live with a woman whose whole life has been about the Detroit Tigers. And as I watched the Tigers with her this year, along with the Braves, you talk about how they have ascended, meaning this Tigers team. And A.J. Hinch, how he came back from purgatory. But last year, that team was 15 games out as they sat here on July 5th. Sat there. Braves are 11.5 out. Now, that team last year made it to the wild card because they had things go their way. They had the it factor. Do you see that happening with this Braves team? Turning things around to get to the wild card.
I would like to see, and it's one of those things, Greg, that, you know, we've talked about before. You just mentioned, you know, they did it back in 2021. This was a team that had a similar record at this point before the All-Star break. Now, I do think there are some different factors at play right now, one of them being just the strength and power of the West right now with what you've got with the Dodgers, the Padres, the Giants. It's made the wild card certainly a lot more difficult to potentially get into. So at this point, it seems, again, you never know what can happen in baseball, but it seems like it's just a divisional race at this point as far as your pathway to potentially making it to the playoffs at all. But, again, all that being said, crazier things have happened in baseball, but you talk about that it factor. I mean, just look back at the 2023 Braves. That was the best Braves team I think we've seen in years. They meet the Phillies, who have that it factor. You have Nick Castellanos coming in clutch, hitting home runs over there, Bryce Harper, all these guys that stepped up at the right time when they're facing the best team in baseball. The Braves, like you said, they don't have that right now. So second half, you know, whether that's an addition like Jock Peterson was, Jorge Soler, Eddie Rosario, guys that stepped up and made that become a thing for this team, you just have to wait and see. Now, is it, like you said, the long-winded answer to your question, is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. It's just a matter of if they can do it because, like I said earlier, this team has just not been able to be consistent this year.
Yeah. It's a long-winded question, too, so I apologize. Yeah.
Well, Miles, after the team's complete with a series that they will play next weekend, the All-Stars will descend on our city for the All-Star weekend. We know that Ronald Acuña Jr. Will officially be starting there, also participating in the Home Run Derby. Considering how we got other folks with these injuries right now, how are you feeling about him with this Home Run Derby?
I feel fine about it. Now, I know that there's this whole thing about Ronald Acuña Jr. and, you know, his production dipping a little bit, you know, when he's competed in the Home Run Derby. I don't think that that's something to really look into too much. Again, I trust Ronald Acuña Jr. at this point in his career and what he's been able to show and how he's been able to perform. And just the fact that he's a dude that loves the game of baseball, I think that's something that he would never, ever say no to. And I'm perfectly fine with it. Again, it's a Home Run Derby. I don't think it's that crazy. The fact that it's in Atlanta, I think, makes it even more special and a bigger reason why he wanted to compete. And the fact that he's starting at all, I think, makes it even more special. But as far as the whole injury concern and, you know, the dip in production for performing in said All-Star game and the Home Run Derby, I don't think that that's as much of a thing for him.
All right. Well, he did a good job.
He
got us believing there's a possibility. All right, let me ask you about something else here. We saw Clayton Kershaw get to that club last week. Not so much just the 3,000 Ks, but have we seen the last of not only that threshold being crossed, but also 300 wins? Given the way pitching staffs are held right now, have we, as we sit here in 2025, the people who are enjoying baseball, are we that group who has seen the last of the 3,000 strikeout club growing?
I say no, because even if it is the way the game is played right now, the game always changes. It always evolves. Stats kind of go, you know, more toward the batter side. They go toward the pitcher side. You know, different strategies change for what pitchers can do. So, you know, is it going to be a short time before we see the next one? I doubt it. You know, I'm sure there probably will be a while before we see the next one who does that. In fact, I think Chris Sale actually might be the closest if he puts together two, consistent full seasons. But no, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's just the way the game is being played now, the pitch counts, all that kind of stuff. It's rare that you see something like that. Now, a guy who, of course, immediately comes to mind, Paul Skenes, just the amount of power, you know, that certainly seems like a guy that has the potential to do that. But you also run the risk of, you know, just the arm issues that you're seeing across the league right now. It seems pitchers, especially the young ones, are having these young, very concerning surgeries. You know, just look at the Braves as a prime example of that, with Spencer Strider and now Spencer Schwellenbach and H.A. Smith-Shawver, all these young, powerful arms that are seemingly getting blown out before they're 25 years old.
Miles, so, we've heard about parents wanting it that even early before they even get to the majors while they're in the minor league, so that makes them stronger. So, I just don't see it's happening. But, listen, stranger things have happened. By the way, here's the question. We talk about this date. Today is the day that Ted Williams died.
On this day?
Or did he?
Here we go.
Or did he? Is he really?
Here we go. Come on.
Hey, well, we had to end this on an up note, man. This gloom and doom and gloom with this Braves team. You, sir, Miles Garrett, are going to have to switch hats here pretty soon, because as you sit here talking Braves with us, pretty soon you're going to have to start talking Falcons with us.
Oh yeah, no, I've got two vacations lined up in the next 2 weeks to mentally prepare myself. But yes. Football season is just around the corner.
All right, we'll look forward to it. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, buddy, and thank you, as always, for getting up and joining us.
Sounds good, fellas. Back at you.
There you go. All Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.